Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
Good morning. Let's dive into what you missed going on over the break. We'll start off on the hardwood and boys basketball as the Buffalo Bison open up the week with a strong interclass win, defeating Bighorn 83-60. A solid early season statement for the Bison. And to the Bolts we go, highlighted from the Scottsbluff Winter Brawl in Nebraska with an impressive 76-63 win over Kearney. Gibby Williams led the way with 31 points, reaching 1,000 career point milestone, while Tripp Burtsfield added 25. Thunder Basin later wrapped up the tournament with two games against Scottsbluff and Ogallala. Those were both losses. Now to the Wright Panthers, as they had a strong showing at the Foothill Classic, finishing 3-1 with wins over Wind River, Big Piney, and Gray Bull, gaining momentum early in the season. Now let's move to the girls' side, as Buffalo also picked up interclass victories, knocking off Bighorn 58-42. Lady Bolts also went to the Scottsbluff Winter Border Brawl as they fell the first day to Kearney. Second day, they take down Scottsbluff at home, and then also falling to Ogallala on day three. The Wright girls were in action at the Foothills Classic, picking up a win over Wind River while continuing to gain valuable tournament experience. Campbell County men's and women's basketball team were both idle heading in to this weekend's matchup as they will take on Dawson County Red Devils. It'll be the first action they've had since the REMAX tournament that was earlier on in December. Now, Lady Camels will take on at 3 p.m., the boys following at 4:30. Finally, let's dive into the pool. Buffalo swimmers took part in the Whirling Quad before joining Campbell County and Thunder Basin at the Gillette Holiday Invite, where all three programs competed against strong regional competition. Well, that's all I have for sports. I'm Chase Worsley with the Basin Radio Network.